Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, folks. Welcome to another night of Thursday night open mic on the Poetic Energy Radio Show, where we have the first hour, just regular old poetry. You can bring it any way you want to bring it. And the second half of the show, we have our newly inducted segment as the Strong Island Central Sheet segment, hosted by Strong Island herself. But I am so excited tonight. It's always great and pleasant to have poets come through and share their voice with the world here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am waiting for my co-host to arrive, and I believe he is in the building. Let me see if this is him. Let me see. CBG, are you there? Okay, I guess he's not there yet. All right, we're going to get the show rolling here. We see the poets are they're on their way. Like always, we end up just really filling up as time goes along. But let's get the party started with a little bit of music. Then we'll come back with some of our own poetry, and then we'll have some other poets come and share their voice. Let's start it off with one of our favorite people and friends of the show, Ms. Mandy Lee, with her Grenade official rebuttal.
Go. That was just been all from the beginning. I was all in. Should've showed you all my cards from my first kiss, and my blue eyes were open, 'cause they were hoping you'd give me all your love. But I got so very scared. I got so very scared. I did. You wanted all my love. How come? What I don't understand is why you catch a grenade, throw your hand on a blade, stand in front of a train. Why would you do anything? Ooh, oh, I never wanna see you in pain. I'll take the gun. Black and white, that's just how I read this. You'd send me back to hell, but the fire's in my kiss. Bad woman, mad woman, that's just who you saw. Oh, I never did you wrong, and I never touched your car. Gave me what you had, I just couldn't give it back. Just couldn't give it back, not so fast, so fast. To give you all my love.
back, everybody, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I'd like to take this moment to thank all of the people that are joining us and tuning in to the show this evening, all of those in the chat room. We love you so much for hanging out with us tonight. I do see some hands raised up on the switchboard, so we're just going to get the show popping. And those of you who are on the switchboard and you wish to be acknowledged and want to share peace with us, please do raise your hand by selecting option one, and we will gladly connect you in. But let's get it popping off with our first poet for this evening. All right, call up on the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic D. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, Poetic D, this is Jay Cran, baby.
Hey, how you doing, Jay Cran? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing good.
All right, you going to bring that piece that you put in the group for us tonight? Are you bringing up with that one?
I want to do Hood Drama, Tweet.
All right.
That's the one.
Okay.
You ready for me?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Hood Drama, here we go. When the dealer's on the corner, got jokes about the users, customers of the game, call them busters and abusers. It's all about money, no names. When the dick suckers in the alley start laughing and giggle madly, that means another player died. Bullet in the back of his head, lost his chance to say goodbye. Hood rat bitches, clueless witches, sell their souls for that paper. Don't care about what you say. They do what they gotta do when real ballers wanna play. Innocent kids, not taught to behave, sometimes steal things they crave. Baby daddy in jail or the grave. Baby mama became a drug slave, shit in the streets, a force like waves. So many little ones wishing for better days. And look at you, all you want to do, smoke a blunt, drink a brew or two, find a crackhead for a $5 screw. You going to die from stupid, thought you knew. Hood rat drama on the day to day, sooner or later we all got to pay. Thought you was that tight cat, thought you had it sweet like that, kept your pockets crazy fat, but bruh, why your skin ashy like that? Either your ass got that AIDS or you've been smoking crack. What's up with that, black? What not? Where your swag at? Yes, indeed. You thought you had your shit together. Had your chin up, thought you was better. Treated folks bad and that ain't right. Look down your nose at people like, your shit was so damn shite. All I see is pathetic. Another all-day sucker. Now your ass see how the other side suffer. My piece. You feel me?
Like that? What? How did you become to write that piece?
Well, I used to work in the New Orleans City Jail, and I used to talk to these young cats in the jail and find out where they're headed at. And this one cat, he was 17 years old. He was a drug dealer. Excuse me. And he was kicking this game to me like I'm supposed to be stupid and believe him. But what I found out about him truly was he was a drug dealer who started using his own, you know, his own supply. He actually became a crackhead, and that's what inspired me to write this piece.
He actually
felt the suffering of the people he was supplying, and actually, and then being in jail and me talking to him made him see that he was not living right, and it inspired me to write that piece.
All right. You know, that's the magic and beauty of poetry, to bring inspiration on and also to essentially, you know, give a message off and hoping that people will catch on to the message and change for the better.
Yes, yes.
But that was an awesome piece.
Thank you very
fairly,
much.
Fairly good.
All
right. That was Mr. Jay Crean, y'all. I know if y'all were, if we were here live in a building, you'll hear all those clappers all over again. But thank you so much, Jay Trenton, so much. Hope you can come through again with another piece before the night is over with.
Oh, yes,
time
ma'am.
Permits.
I got
right.
it right here.
All right. Let's take the next caller. First, I see my co-host have arrived in the building, so we are going to connect my co-host in. Hello, CBG. How you doing this evening?
What's up, Miss E? How you?
I'm great. Great.
Hello, everybody out there in the chat room.
All right. Yeah, I see we do have hands raised up, so we're just going to keep the show flowing and going with the next poet on the air. Poet from the 803 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Boogie.
Hey, Boogie, doll.
What's happening, darling? What's going on? What's going on? Stevie G, what's going on with you, sugar?
What's going on there, Dak?
I can't call it. I can't call it. I have this piece entitled Fed Up that I'm going to read. Okay. I am fed up with the mentality that the societal perception is everyone's reality. I am not a bitch just because I won't allow you to use me to scratch an itch. Before finalizing your decision to approach me, remember that chicken heads belong to religion. As your new forecaster, I am getting rid of the clouds. My prediction is clear and plain. I am equipped for all seasons, so quit looking at me while you attempt to make it rain. I can go hard, pressing the dirty coal from your mouth, and I become the new diamond in the rough. I am not bitter or tough just because I rebuff your endeavor to be clever with your pathetic rhymes. I am not fluent, nor would I like to become familiar with mimes. So I step through your wall, idly watching as Humpty Dumpty laughs as you were, your weak rap falls. Sampling while you ride, you can't hide that you have no style or class of your own. Pawn store bling with warehouse smile. When you walk, your fake swagger begins to sing of the pink underneath, swaying to the beat of a ruffled drum, causing down low hymns to hum out loud, truly thinking that I am unaware. Your hands betraying your secret. You dare brag about your pipe and prowess. However, your thongs confess the closest that you have come to the skins is pork. Overdone turkey, I put a fork in it and placed you on the counter. Already you've cooled in my mind. Your gravy, one big lumpy pool, has congealed. Your phony trimmings have revealed that the fact that even if you summon your boys, read a book, tap into the internet, nothing about you can make me feel like a natural woman. So accustomed to quantity jumping every time you move, you're ignorant to the fact that quality has a unique groove. Do me a favor. Discover your flavor. Commit this to memory. You can sip on a whore anytime, but a lady you must savor. Fed up.
Ooh, I know that's right. Oh, wait a minute. Did you finish that for me?
Yeah, this is.
Wait a minute. The buggy, yes. That's indeed. Now, the buggy. What was that last line again?
I said, do me a favor, discover your flavor, commit this to memory. You can sip on a whore anytime, but a lady you must savor.
Yes, indeed, that's it.
You always got something tight to bring.
Yeah. And that's not me.
This.
I wasn't, and I meant to put out this disclaimer. Or preface it by saying I'm not male bashing. This was based on a particular experience I had when I went to a local restaurant one night just to sit at the bar and chill. And I saw this guy, you know, he kept looking at me. And, you know, for a minute I thought something was on my face. I'm like, you know what, is something wrong? You know, you just double check yourself. And then I noticed that he would say something to his boys, and then they would all look up, and then he would say something to them, and then, you know, they'd laugh. But I just thought that was just truly ignorant, you know, even though they may not have been talking about me. But, of course, the perception, because you looking at me and then you whispering, and then everybody look over in the corner where I was. So I just ignored it. But when he finally decided to get up the gumption to come and talk to me after sitting at the bar where I was within spitting distance, as we call it down here in the South, for like 20 minutes, he finally decided to come over. And then when he started talking, he did more spitting game than he was just trying to have a generic conversation. And I was like, really? So, you know, I was inspired. So I was inspired because really, that's why I said chicken heads belong to religion. I mean, I wasn't dressed like a host. I wasn't acting like a host. I was sitting there by myself chilling. As a matter of fact, I was sipping on some scotch, just chilling and just, you know, relaxing from the day. And he comes over with this crap. I said, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. He actually think this is how you talk to a grown woman.
Well, you
and
know
as
some
I,
people
go ahead.
I say, well, you know, some people don't know how to run their game or nothing.
And believe it or not, and believe it or not, the longer I sat there, he tried that game on somebody else. And I saw a woman.
What?
I kid you not. Same concept. He was looking at the fellas, and they were talking, and, you know, the lady noticed that he was looking at her, and he went over after 20, 30 minutes and started talking to her. And then when he was talking to her, of course, he casually looked across the bar at me. But I'm like, hell, I ain't losing nothing. Only pair of shoes underneath my bed is mine. I ain't losing nothing. Shoot, you ain't hurt me.
I know that's right. But the Boogie, it's always a pleasure for you to come through. And you know what? It's just amazing how inspiration can hit you to write up here.
I was like, wow, really? And then he had all these, you know, them little fake chains hanging all down by his navel. And I'm like, if you only knew the origin of chains hanging low, you wouldn't even rock it that low. Yes,
all right.
I went there.
All right now.
Yeah, but that's another poem. I'm not gonna read that one. That's another poem about why your chains hang low. Like, that's another poem. That's another one. But anyway.
You know what? You have made me anticipate that moment for you to bring that piece to the show. So I can't wait.
That poem is entitled "My Brother, Where Art Thou." That's what that one is called. Yeah.
All right, I can't wait to hear that piece. But the book, thank you so much, sister.
All right, darling.
Show us so much love, and we appreciate your love for the show.
If you are a mother, sis, happy Mother's Day to you. And if you're not, somebody look up to you anyway as a mentor. You never know. So happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you if you're a mother as well.
I am of three.
Okay. I got one.
Yep, 22.
Yeah, I'll take two.
Yep, 22, 16, and 10.
Wow.
Yep.
You got grown folks.
Yeah, they think so. They think so. But
well,
y'all take care.
You
too. All right, man.
Y'all be blessed.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take the next caller. That was Ms. The Boogie, y'all. She always bring it when she comes to the show. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Call from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Let me do. Hi.
Hi, let me do. All right, you know what? Before you even start your piece, we have to let everybody know in listening land that Love Me Do is a.k.a. author Nicole Brown. We had told her she needed to come up with a pen name, and she came up with a pen name, Love Me Do. And that is it. That is the name. I can just imagine you stepping on the stage and them announcing you, bringing you to the stage, not coming to the stage. A sister all the way from the South, the deep, deep South. Miss Love Me Do. All right, Miss Love Me Do, what you going to do for the Poetic Energy Radio Show?
I have a piece from my new book, The School of Hard Knocks.
All right.
It's actually a novella, but it has poetry embedded in it. And the title of this piece is Get Right or Die Trying.
All right.
I challenge you people on earth to get rebirth. If not already done, if you've been born again, keep on keeping on in Christ. In Him, there's real life. If you have backslidden, come back to Jesus, ask for forgiveness, and be about His business. Get right in the day or at night. Stay right. Let God fight your battles the right way to fight. Get right so you will be flying toward heaven. Get right, do your best, and let the Lord do the rest. Don't be at church crying. Be getting loaded up, hand raising, and praising. Get right or die trying, and that's their peace.
All right, you brought the Lord of elemental spirituality in the house tonight. We said to Miss Love Me Do, and that was from your new book entitled, what again?
The School of Hard Knocks.
All right, The School of Hard Knocks. We like to support our own, so make sure you support our sister, Love Me Do, a.k.a. Author Nicole Brown.
Love Me Do.
All right. Hey, Missy, don't you like that name?
Yeah, Love Me Do. I'm going to change my name. Love Me Not.
All right, Love Me Do. We're going to take the next caller, but we so thank you and appreciate you, sister, for always coming through and blessing the mic. And,
all right.
All right, come through again if we have time. So let's take the next caller. Caller from the 78 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How you doing, Stevie G and Poetic Energy? This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on?
I knew it. Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
How you going to bless our spirits tonight?
Well, I'm getting my poetic fix again. I'm going to do a piece I haven't done in a long time, and it hits home on a lot of levels, and I've been invited to do poetry at this school tomorrow here in Miami. And it's about teen pregnancy, and I was asked to do a piece, and I chose this one, and it's called 3.6 Seconds. And the significance of this piece, I did this like last year, and every 3.6 seconds a child dies, and it's like,
right.
I think it's like 14,000 deaths a day and 7 million a year. No, it's 24,000 deaths a day and 7 million a year. And I did it when they started talking about bullying a lot, and I did it for that reason.
Okay.
And I did this at a lot of poetry spots here in Miami, and a lot of people really liked it, so decided to do
okay.
this one. It's real deep. I always try to go deeper beneath the surface, so here it is. Straight out of the mouth of babes. Speaking into mics over open graves. Because, you know, slaves don't know how to behave without constrictions to their own convictions. But you can't be convicted unless you play the role of the victim. And I pardon you from this decision. Because my mentor has Obama credentials with a 21-gun salute whenever I shoot the truth. Or whenever I exploit the disparity of the youth. With one dying every 3.6 seconds. Just to teach us a lesson. But how many more lessons need to be learned before we have more unprotected sex to create more weapons of mass destruction than live to die for nothing? I hate you was the first thing your child said the first time they couldn't get their way. And unbridled wisdom challenged their ignorance that shortened their days in ways that apologies couldn't add to it. So your hearts became Trump and you both were afraid to cut. So you figured reneging would allow you to be forgiven. But that last whore your child was called promises to leave a mark that turns into a battle scar. Having to heal in the midst of corrupted school systems that have the nerve to deliberate to put God's protocol in them. Now verbal suicide becomes a curriculum, and class is about to start. and body bags are brought in extra large to accommodate his face and his heart just to increase his odds. The one I serve God. And laws should be broken when you should have to spread a rod. Looking at your reflection with no mirror and you lose face of who you really are. So premiering your own possibilities to become your own star with no limits, allowing your purpose to become your redemption. And in reality, you just might be the only Bible that a person ever reads. So amplify your thinking into becoming reality instead of just being theory. Because only the inconsistencies of your integrity that makes you a liability. So no longer hide behind failed tries, because genocide only subtracts from what you already added to. And within these last 2 minutes, the death toll has risen from 42 possibilities to 42 casualties. And I refuse to allow this mic to grieve and make no apologies for the words I speak, because I find my answers in prayer while you'd rather use a cheat sheet based on wounds that run deep. And resentment makes it a hard wound to treat. And people are constricted with the belief that bullets provide peace, but only to the deceased. At least that's what my best friend told me, may he rest in peace. These senseless killings are influenced by a Similac vision of children that made decisions that outlived them, because ignorance kills wisdom, and knowledge keeps me under the influence, allowing my assets to change tax brackets, because I'm rich in God's promises, and you make promises you can't keep with no accountability, but you got mad love for the streets. And it kills me softly how you choose to die hard, with no regard that these graveyards are full to capacity. But there'll be no toe tagging me until God takes me. But before I go, I refuse to hug any more ghosts or toast to this reality, or bury any more of you that look like me. And that's that piece.
And that's that piece. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm doing that piece tomorrow.
You heard me?
I wish I could be there with you because I would be the main one.
DC.
Yes, sir.
When I grow up, I want to be just like you, bro.
Amen.
That was tight, as
yes,
usual.
Sir.
I always bring it.
Yeah, I try to, yeah, but that piece was probably took me the longest to ever write. It took me some months to write that because I kept stopping and coming back to it. And God just gave me the words to finish it. And my main thing about doing poetry is not the spitting it, it's the finishing it. Because once I finish it, it takes me like a day or two to learn it, the delivery. So the delivery is not the issue, it's just finishing it. Because if I'm going to finish it, I want to make sure it's right. I'm real meticulous about finishing poetry and doing poetry because it's my passion. So once I get it, it's pretty much a wrap. But that poem, a lot of stuff happened that compelled me to do that poem. And whenever I do it, I go real hard on that one when I do it, you know, at poetry spots. So it's one of my favorite ones.
We can tell. But you know what I love about your poetry, because it's so defining, and it's just, you know, you have a message. It's that you're delivering, and you're delivering it so profoundly. It's just you can't help but react to it, because
yeah.
That's how strong and powerful your words are. And you know, I say that from the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. That's exactly what you do. And it just, when you told me, you know, told us that you had a problem with delivery and when you first started writing poetry, I just couldn't believe that, because it just, you have truly evolved into just a dynamic person that just really just delivers with, to me, flawlessly.
Two things I want to say. One thing about me that makes me different from a lot of poets, or maybe not a lot of poets on here or not, but me, I memorize all my stuff. I never read nothing. Because when you're coming from your heart and your gut, it's more passionate and it's more real.
Absolutely.
Number two, my thing is whenever I do poetry, I can't exploit something without creating a solution. That's my rule of poetry.
Right.
Because you can talk about death and this and that all day long, but if you don't have a solution, to me, it's not edifying. You're not getting anything from it. All you're hearing is the tragedy. You have a half-empty mind instead of a half-full mind. And my thing is I like to have a solution to whatever I exploit. I've talked about the youth and the kids killing kids and the bullying, but I have to have a solution with it. I got to have something to solve it. Otherwise, it kind of defeats the purpose of me writing it. So.
All right. Well, I can't wait till you come under the show. I'm just gonna just let you take the fall, and I'm gonna fall back and.
And you know what? You know what? And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna go. This is one piece I'm doing that I started on it about a month ago, and I think this is going to put me, believe it or not, on a whole new level, because when I started it off, I couldn't believe that I wrote the words that I started it off. So I'm going to debut that on your show. When I finish it, I'm going to debut that one on your show. I'm going to make sure I debut that one on your show.
All right.
And I can't wait to finish it, because it's starting off crazy, so... I can't wait to God tell me how to end it. So however I end it or finish it, it's going to be amazing. So I'm just thankful
all
to
right.
be in it.
I'm going to make sure I intercede and say, God, please let him bring it down the way you want. I'm going in some intercessory prayer. All right, DC, we so love you always for coming through, sharing your voice, because you are definitely a dynamic, I almost said man of God, but, you know, it's just a poet, you know, a spoken word artist, whatever you want to label you. You got all the labels.
Well, any poet that's effective got to have God in it, because there's no way you can spit metaphors and do all that stuff and it be you. It can't be you. It's impossible.
Absolutely.
So,
I so agree with you.
You know, so I'm going to fall back and listen to the amazing poets to get my poetic fix. And just
all
right. back. And I just thank y'all for doing what y'all do and keep doing what y'all do.
Thank you so much, brother. That was DC, the voice of reason, everybody. Woo, he brought it. CBG, woo.
That man is awesome.
Lord have mercy. Yes, he is. You know, it just really affect your spirit. I mean, you know, it just really gets you deep. We are going to take the next caller. We really got
a whole bunch of really good poets that come on here and recite every week. You know, I mean, they just come on and they just do their thing week in and week out. And I just want to say you guys are great, and I enjoy listening to you as much as I enjoy being a part of the show. I enjoy being a listener as well.
Amen, amen. Ditto, ditto, ditto. All right, people, we're going to keep the show going, and we are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Strong Island. How are you?
What's up, Strong?
Hey, Strong Island. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm coming with a piece tonight that I wrote and posted. This piece is called The Water is Falling Down. And the piece goes like this. The water is falling down real fast. Hurry up and pick up that glass. Fill it up with lots of emotion. Be sure not to choke up on it. Water is like the words you speak. You turn it on, I can fall asleep. Sleep hard and not be woken by the lies and jokes that was once spoken. Between the sheets, we lay our heads. Now I look at the bed with dread. Too much drama was put before me. Now I must lay down by you. Trust, lust, and all that small stuff is what kept me near you. But I guess that is not enough anymore. You had to go out and score. I hope you clean up afterwards. If these walls could speak, I guess you wouldn't sneak around with the town's trash, who does nothing but shake there for that fast cash. You silly man, flashing all your cash now, turn around and give it to me. Bills need to be paid. Doors are open. Just walk, no run, through the opening. Why I'm still choking on these words. Grab your coat and hit the floor walking. As I look at you and say, why you wake me? I was fast asleep. Sleep doesn't come naturally at all. Not since the last raindrop fell. And that is my piece.
All right.
Mr. Allen, Let me clap it up for my sister and my new host. All right. So you know how we feel about you. Yes, yes, indeed. Are we there? Is everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Thank you so much, Strong, and we definitely are anticipating your segment of your show in the next hour. So we're just going to keep it going and get it in for us and take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 718 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, good night, guys. This is Katrina from Barbados.
Hey,
hi, Katrina. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing good. I didn't plan to do anything tonight, but, oh, I just got on, heard D.C., heard Strong Island, so, I'm fired up. I'm ready to do something.
All right. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do a piece called The Fire Within.
All right.
Great. I had an out-of-body experience, void of my conscience, a journey linked to an ancient science. You see, I had to come out of myself to find myself, the real me. During this safari, I found a femininity that I never imagined had existed within me, a womanhood so vibrant and full of life that should I have known before could have been moving mountains, crossing oceans, breaking woods with my thoughts. And honestly, when I first found it, I was totally lost. Lost because it was unfamiliar. I never considered that I was tethered to this. My mind had become withered, drying, dying, decaying. I was dying a slow death. A walking dead, masquerading with one big, gigantic head of nonsense. Just sitting on the fence, no sense of how intense my femininity could be. The ultimate defense to shield the stench, to erase the benchmarks, to stomp out all the skylarks and their unbalanced patriarchal hierarchy, and the future's looking dim, darkening. But there is a spark, a fire that sheds light on the dark, the fire within me, the fire within that once kindled perpetually unquenchable as has caught hold of a sudden whirlwind that has created combustion, a fantastic explosion, an eruption that has caused disruption and contorted the distortion of the Babylonian system, the status quo. A fire within that has burned all limitations and barriers, a fire of the Empress Warrior with molten lava, coals of juniper, balls of fire, a fire that has set me free. I have come to liberate me, my family, my women, my men, my children. So don't approach me, brother, if you know all you can do is smother me, my creativity, my goddess divinity. I cannot be controlled. I know my role. Don't need to be told what to do, what not to do. You cannot control me. And the sooner you realize this, internalize this, we will coexist harmoniously. I don't need you to complete me. I need you to complement me. Within me, you, there is a femininity and a masculinity, female and male energy. So that balance I aim to maintain, because it's meant to be. You see, I had an out-of-body experience void of my conscience, a journey linked to an ancient science. I had come out of myself. I had to come out of myself to find myself, the real me, a beautiful, bold, strong, wise, divine African entity with limitless possibilities. That's it.
All right.
Amen and amen. Yeah. You know what?
Thank you.
DC, I so really appreciated and loved that piece. And as DC was typing in the chat room, I don't need you to complete me, but I need you to complement me. I was writing it down at the same time because that was a just a point in there that was just brought that poem, just burst it to scene. That was just a beautiful line right there. Yes,
thank you.
I so appreciated that, Katrina. I am so glad you decided to share your voice. See what happens when you just come on in and just do your thing.
And I received my medallion. Thank you. It's beautiful. I have it for everyone to see when they come to my house.
Oh, yay! Yes, I'm so excited. Yes, I'm glad you finally got it. Thank God. But you deserve it. You so deserve it because you have just such a unique voice with your poetry, and you really do take a person to another place when you're reciting, because it makes you really think and absorb what you're trying to say and the message that you're trying to deliver. So I so appreciate you for your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate you for your show that you do.
Thank you. All right, that was Miss Katrina, y'all. As you know, they were showing you some love in the chat room, so.
Oh, I'm going to go and look and see now. I had to step away. I'm going to go and look and see.
Before you go, I want to make sure that I am pronouncing your pen name properly. Can you say it for us really quickly?
I'm Katrina.
Katrina.
Yeah.
Katrina. I feel.
Yes.
Is that okay? All right. I want to. So it's Katrina. So I want to remember that the next time, because I don't know what made me just ask you that, but I just wanted to make sure that we're properly saying your name. So when people listen to the archive, they may want to say, oh, you know, I really dig that piece. I want to find out who this person is, so I want to make sure that I'm saying your name properly. So
okay.
Thank you so much for that. All right. We're going to take the next caller. All right, CBG, I guess that's you.
Oh, I'm the next caller?
Yes.
Okay. Hi. I wasn't expecting.
Well, actually, it was somebody else on the line, but the call dropped as I was getting ready to click. So hopefully they'll call back in to the show.
Okay. John Crenshaw made me just think about this piece because he was ripping that stuff about the streets and, you know, I come from the streets and it just made me think about this piece that I wrote that's in my book, and it's called Strove, and this is
okay.
The piece. As I sit down to write about the things in life, they may not be what you want to hear, but it's my world, my atmosphere. From my life, I transpose to a pen, to paper, the thoughts I keep within. It ain't like I got a bite from yours, usually when I knock. It opens doors. I've done that wilding out way back then when I had to get mine because my pockets were thin. Hanging out under the street lights on Saturday night, singing with the brothers, the harmony was tight. Going to a party to get in cost 25 cents. Walked into the basement and you could smell the incense. Sisters was fly, I mean fly for real. I'm out there dancing, trying to cop a feel. Shit all hard, I'm all horny. Next thing you know, pussy all up on me. Back then, I was pushing a 69 deuce and a quarter and beating the brakes off my neighbor's daughter. My grandma, man, I miss her. I know she's resting in peace. So sorry that her life had to cease. But we used to do some crazy shit to get high. Drink a bottle of cough syrup and chased it with Bally High. Y'all may not remember the citrus malt liquor, Hopping Gator. It got your ass drunk quicker. But gradually, we grow old and change. And before you know it, our lives are rearranged. Some go east, some go west, some kiss ass just to impress. This one north and that one south. Didn't make no difference long as we got out. We either learned our lesson or went straight to jail or died and went straight to hell. But God knows growing up was fun. Some shit you did wise, some shit you did dumb. My mom's always schooled me on what life could do. It could give you opportunity and break you down too. So I'm glad I could take you down this memory lane stroll so you could read my life in the stages unfold. I'm done. I'm going to lay my pen down, but it ain't over. I'm just done for now. And that's my piece.
Had it.
separating a rich man from his money is a journey of futility. No, he will not share. No, he will not care. And do not dare to ask for a piece of his pie. The American dream, wait, to have the American dream, you got to cheat, steal, and lie. That's real life, and that's capitalism. It's enough to make a poor man cry. That's my piece.
Yes. You know,
right.
You know what? Let me clap it up for you, and then we're going to speak on this one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what? When you posted that piece, you know what? I wanted to hear, you speak that piece over the air because, you know what, it just has so much deep meaning, and, you know, it's a message behind it, you know, and people don't pay attention to what's going on in the world, and you are so true in what you're saying. All of that stuff just compiled together, just corruption and you know, things that, you know, they don't care about what's going on in America or, you know, in the world surrounding us, and all of that is the core of, you know, money, politics, and all of that. So that was a wonderful piece. I wanted really hear you speak. I'm so glad you did that. Yes. Jay Crane in the house, y'all.
Always bringing the noise.
No doubt.
Yes, I'm so glad I heard that piece come together like that. All right, yes. Well, it's that
thank
time
so
again.
Much.
Thank you so much, Jay Crane. It's always a
no
pleasure
doubt.
To have
you
come
welcome.
Through.
Thank
all
you.
All right, we're going to go into our next segment of the show, which is the Strong Island Central Sheet, y'all. And you know how we got to do it. We got to bring in the host herself, Miss Strong Island. So we're going to welcome her to the mic tonight and let her do her thing and host in the Strong Island Central Sheet.
Hello?
All right, Miss Strong, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. How's everyone else?
I'm good, Strong. I got to go, though.
Oh.
I got to go. I got something I got to take care of tonight. But
all right. We'll miss you.
Right?
All right. What we're going to do is going to play some music, and we're going to get it popping up in here tonight for the Strong Out of Central Sheet segment of the show. And we're going to do it right all night. All right, we're going to make it a little hot for us tonight with a little bit of, oh, yes, Barry White with Erotic Garden, and then our host will come in and do her thing. All right, but we're going to roll with that. My thing jumped.
Everybody, welcome back, sexy people. This is your host, Strong Island. Are you ready for some more hotness? You're here on Strong Island Central Sheets, open mic segment of Poetic Energy Radio. You can bring it hot and erotic or soother and cool it with some sensual ice. Which one is your pleasure? Caller from 843, you on the air with Strong Island, Ms. Poetic E. Will you be blazing the mic or cooling us with some ice?
It's going to be a little tame tonight. Here it goes. It's called BBW, which is Beautiful Black Woman. Beautiful black woman, to some a sister, lover, or mother, a woman like no other. You have a strength that has no equal. After you, there will be no sequel. Men have degraded you, yet you stay true. Raise our young boys and girls, whether we are together or you're alone. Another reason you're bad to the bone. I admire your luscious lips and those lovely hips. Eyes hypnotized, and I'm revitalized. And that's it. Thank you.
All right.
Now, caller, who may I say was just on the mic?
Who do you think? Your big bro.
Okay, I just wanted to know, just for the people out there who do not know you.
Who's on the mic?
You know who it is.
Okay, Carla, how can we find you?
Well, they'll find me through your page on the Miko.
Okay, okay. All right, well.
All right, we so enjoyed you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shy, a little shy, but it's okay.
I just have to come rest the gym for my little sis, so that's what's up.
Thank you, brother. I know who it is.
All right
now. Caller for the 318. You on the air with Poetic Energy and Miss Strong Island. Who do we say we have on the mic?
It's Love Me Do.
Hey, Love Me Do.
Love Me Do. Is that really, baby, you?
Hey, sister, go right ahead, my dear.
I know you've heard this one before, but I want to say it again. It's Cotton Candy. Give me that cotton candy, boy. With you all day, I'll toy. To get that sweet cottony treat. Give me that cotton candy, boy. That stuff that flows out when you are filled with the utmost joy. Give me that cotton candy, boy. All day, I'll play with you and have a real feast. Give me that cotton candy, boy. That cotton candy is what I enjoy, and that's that piece.
Yes, woo! All right. All right, Miss Love Me Do.
You know, Love Me Do, I love cotton candy. It is an excellent piece. It really is. Short and sweet, but has a nice little punch to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming and sharing it with us.
All right.
Caller. Caller from the 954 area code. You on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have blazing the mic or cooling us out down with some ice?
Divine greetings. What's going on? My name is IET Blues, Haiti Blues, calling from South Florida. How are you all doing tonight?
Doing great. Welcome, welcome.
All right. I kind of just walked into your cipher and everything. I see you guys are doing it on the sensual erotic tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the second half of the show.
Okay. With that being said... All right, let me go ahead and grab something from that department. All right. All right, this piece is called No Questions Asked.
Go, brother, go.
No questions asked. Just the flirtation of our eyes in amazement and the hypnotic navigation of our hands. Like the fascination of when stargazers glance. Breathtaking, like heightened views of elevation and how it has us in a trance. Tantric, erotic admiration, like infatuation during its prime. I'm your guide. Mental sexual escalation gets us so high. I'm going to dig deep inside like oil drilling excavations. You are a highly prized find. Learning to do naturally us while lust is not forcefully endorsed nor rushed, but envies our moments. Organically interactive, it's so tempting. And we own it. And there's definitely no need to question our intimate expressions of every dimension. How they are performed in as live confessions. When we embrace, it's like solar flares and supernova explosions passionately released and can't be gauged as a notion. As our radiant magnetic energies are transported through time and space across our celestial heavens, our physical manifestations are forever token, since the sensuous exchanges of our lips have incontestably spoken, leaving lasting impressions, and we are the chosen for the time. Involuntarily, my thoughts are provoking, with no doubt in your instincts, you comply. The allergic reaction we have is all in the knowing. For us to keep on going and growing and going. Non-rehearsed acts of compassion and devotion. Quality, not quantity, has us convincingly open. We didn't realize that our skin-to-skin connection had the reception that would leave both of us so frozen. Just poetry in motion. Just poetry in motion. Indescribably potent. We didn't expect we'd be invoking this internal riot, engaging in mental gymnastics, producing blissful vibrations while steadily seducing you through the art of silence. We are on cruise control and a brother is on automatic pilot. That's how your vagina ended up in my mouth in the first place. Tongue to clitoral alignment. I know you enjoyed how our tongues collaboratively French kissed, the way our hands stroked and maneuvered in massaging twists, like martial artists and classic sword fighters, so swift. We are pure igniters and fire starters, and we shift just like higher upper level winds. We are like cool breezes as it drifts, and you can attempt to fight it. Keep torturing yourself by trying to deny it. Impromptu transitions like a standing 69. Your pleasurable body spasms rumble across your anatomy while you are delivering your sexual rhymes. The collective energies we create intensifies as we vibe, electrifies like we are live. And we are so alive. Your mic checks come so correct, there's no need for implying. Vigorous head-to-head manipulations on the incline. My pillow lips and your pussy lips become entwined. Snake-like progressions as your nipples stand erected from my tantalizing tongue trailblazing down your spine. While the combination of my warmth and coolness gets you wired. Trembling turns into eruptions of pre-orgasmic percussions. Goosebumps and quivers transports our body languages in production. Suffering from enigmatic concussions, your throbbing clitoral sensations and the gyrations of your hips from the skillful rotations of my very elusive tongue. No need for worry, the work soon come. Never mind the stainless steel, I'm always well equipped to get it on. Shit. We could run a marathon. I'll leave you freshly shaken and stirred. Say word. I've got you creating that high-grade liquor. 180% proof naturally aged cum. Just a sip of your aura has me sprung. Using my saliva as chaser. Using my saliva as chaser. You are intoxicated by my acts of labor. More pre-orgasmic submissions are teasing your mental, so implicitly just linger as I savor and assume the position and let me frisk your vision and suck on your tongue like a mango seed. Let me give you what you need. Go ahead and say it for me. Grab a hold of that so I can see by your smile that you are more than pleased. Yes, indeed. We are going to make love. We are going to do this. I'm about to leave you in boundless ecstasy, insurmountably clueless. It's time to lay my dick down so I can fuck your brains out. I'm a reliever and a closer. You converted from believer to a knower. There's just something about your natural seasonings that has me craving for more. Literally, you can taste my literacy as my excitement becomes united with your cognitive imagery. Organic induced synergy flinches and flexes from my eye contact, splits of your vulva lips while your vice grips constricts. Oh, shit, my boa. You love the feel and the texture of my swollen veins, the gripping and fondling of my chocolate thing. You love to watch it swing. You love to watch it swing as it arouses you from the core. As we move from room to room, knocking or whatever, like a tornadic disaster on the floor, your beautiful breasts are exuding with zest. Counter reactions are generated from being pressed against the frigid door. Your hardened nipples mirror inflation as your facial concentrations candidly and sporadically come and go on from relaxed to expressive animations. My sedation has your heart racing, envisioning future anticipations of multiple orgasmic indications are apparently near. Have you screaming like Eddie Murphy from Coming to America? I'm very, very glad to be here. Without explanation, you start speaking to me in Creole. Why?
Boy, chérie, pour qui ça vous mettez les ouins comme ça? Baila douce, douce, li douce, papi, li douce. You then start hinting to me how you are now Haitian by penetration. That African mojo flows from international to local. These are consistent revelations, so don't be scared. And then you keep giving him that, keep hitting it there, stare, while encouraging clitoral emancipation. With your left hand against the wall and your right leg up on the chair, maintaining your balance, trying not to fall. A beautiful spread we got here. You ball. Boy, come give me the agony as I'm stroking you with subtle blows to your arch crack. Your lovely jolting, wavy motions up your ass are more than exact. I love to take my phallus out, my ling about, and watch your vagina chain react while your ass automatically claps. Your yoni uncontrollably contracts while coming to that track. Da, 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 da. I like it like that. I love the way you sit on it, ride my shit, how you squat down and apply some smack without reference. When both of us are appreciatively involved, there's nothing. There's definitely a higher orgasmic difference. Making love to your mind is so much better when there's no resistance. The sexual output from the elevated input is of high quality resonance. Patience is so much more gratifying when there's focus on definition, respecting each other's intentions. I'm just dealing with the facts. A lover any day of the week, so let's make it clack. We never needed any pornographic acts to define how we sexually attract. Frog style for a little while I get you down from the back. Buck shots come and they don't stop, and then we flex the lizard lat. Drop soap increases your heart flow. Temporary voice loss comes along with that. Wound tonic got you squirming. Missionary leaves you vision weary. Grabbing both of your ankles with the one hand attack. Passionate kisses and sucking on tongues allows for extra innings. The grabbing of my ass, shit. Introductions to crucial beginnings. Nails tell tales. Eyes can tell lies. Well, this is what it sounds like when your yoni cries. Although we on the physicals, it's always been straight up mental, and I am all up in you. Our saga continues. No questions asked.
Twisting my hair, twisting my lips. Oh,
she's trying to say, "Hey, Florida, you just Florida."
You
your
Florida?
Name is
Florida. South Florida, yeah.
You from South Florida?
South Florida.
Oh, I mentioned.
Where can we find you? Where can we find you? Where can we find you?
I'm still working on my product, so I don't have anything out like that. But you can definitely find me on Facebook. You can type in Haitian and Blues, B-L-U-E-Z. I have a fan page, so you can add me on there if you want to get on the conscious tip or whatever. You can add me as a friend. We do a lot of things on that tip over there. You can check me out on Twitter, www.twitter.com/HAITIBLUEZ. You can, if you'd like to book me for any shows or anything like that, you can reach me at HAITIBLUEZFOOD. That's HaitiBluesFood@gmail.com. And my first debut release track is part of a Haiti relief compilation called Yes We Will Haiti, featuring 40-plus spoken word artists, musicians, MC's vocalist. It's the Lunia Fela Force Haiti Relief compilation. It's a $5 download, and all the proceeds are going to go to charities that are really doing something in Haiti. And as for that, though, that's going to be my first album on the sensual tip is coming out later in the year. But I have also my own mixtape coming out this month. So just link up with me and, you know, whatever I have to share and offer to you guys, you know. There's plenty of where that came from.
Is there any way for you to, are you in the chat room by any chance?
Yeah, I'm going to post that in the chat room for you all.
Definitely, definitely, because I know there's people who definitely want to know how to connect with you.
Okay, hey, I just have one quick question, brother. What kind of frame of mind were you in when you wrote that piece? How long did it take you to write that piece, actually?
Well, typically with me, it all depends on whenever it comes, you know what I'm saying? Some pieces may take some time, but a lot of times it just flows naturally from the moment I get it. You know, I just make it do what it do, and I may go back and revise it back and then, but the main bulk of it comes through inspiration from the divine. So the divine sources, you know, the black woman is God, you know what I'm saying? So without y'all, you know, wouldn't be coming the way it comes.
Yeah.
So I get that.
You know what, you're going to make a sister have a fundraiser so we can just have a show just so you can come.
Hey, you know, it's...
And I'll be in the front of the row, screaming and hollering.
Hey, make it happen, you know what I'm saying? I have plenty of, you know, if you want to have a full show, you know, it's whatever. We can always talk about that. And, you know, I know of plenty of other artists too, you know what I'm saying? So it's whatever, you know.
We're gonna interview you on the show. We're gonna feature you on the show one day.
Cool. Okay. How long y'all show been going on? Because I kind of been off on BTR for a little bit, so that's why.
It will be a year in July. We just started the Central Sheets part of it, but we've been on since last July. So it's just growing and growing and growing. But we definitely want to make sure we stay in connections and. With poets such as yourself, spoken word artists, all across the globe. You never know what can happen.
Right. Spoken word is the next hip hop scene, you know, definitely support your local spoken word artists and community. And I really give thanks for your time and space. And all of you have a lovely, lovely night.
I'm back again.
All right. So what are we going to do after that?
I think we need to listen to some music to cool us down.
Oh, we just had somebody just pop up on the mic. You know what, after that, it's just like, how do you come behind the brain cell?
A deep breath. Take a breath.
It was just like Petri was, you know, whispering in my ear. You know, he tipped my head to the side, rubbing my neck, putting my finger on the side of my lip, biting down. Boy, he
had me hit the floor, try to find my way to get back off the floor. Still was crying for water to replenish me.
Yeah.
He did the thing. He blazed that mic. He blazed it.
Yes.
Whew. I do see some hands raising, and I know I don't want to take too much of their time. So the next caller on the air, caller from the 614 area code, you on the air with Strong Island and Miss Poetic E. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Lady Fatima. That was pretty deep, ladies. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm
Lady Fatima. How are you?
Hey, Strong Island and Poetic Energy. I am good this evening. And after hearing that, wow.
Yes,
I can say. I started to hang up like, well, let me just put my little poetry stuff. Let me just hide it. Why y'all pick me to come after him?
Instead
of you. My goodness. this poem is from her name is Letitia, if I'm saying it right, Hodge, and this is called The Man with the Divided Heart. Now, this is, I guess, more 411 for us ladies out there when we meet a guy with a divided heart. And I'm going to just read this real quick, and I hope you guys like it. It says, The Man with the Divided Heart. When you fall in love with a man who has a divided heart, your relationship is doomed right from the start. As he tries to convince you that things are better than they seem, he leads you down a path of empty promises and unfilled dreams. Hot and steamy, lovemaking filled with passion, cries are followed by unanswered calls, disappearing acts, and insulting lies. His smooth and crafty words resonate in your head as you lie awake at night in a cold and empty bed, being shuffled about like a deck of cards and feeling like a fool is the price you pay for being in love with a man who's totally confused. You deserve to be loved by a God-fearing man who is stable and sincere, not a man who has become an expert at saying things every woman wants to hear. Get out of this mess, girlfriend. God has a better plan for you. He wants to rebuild your inner spirit and make it a better than new. You are a precious child of God. You are beautiful and way too smart to stay in a damaging relationship with a man who has a divided heart.
And then that piece?
Huh?
Yeah.
And then it says, all a man's way seems right to him. It says, all a man, this is Proverbs 21:2 after this. It says, all a man's way seems right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. Proverbs 21:2.
That was hot piece. Definitely was
a
hot
piece.
Say that again.
Is that the piece?
I can't hear you because you guys are kind of cutting off. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
Was that the end of your piece?
That was the end. It says,
all
you
right.
are beautiful. And I just want to say yeah. that.
That was a beautiful piece.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
And just want to reiterate to us, we are way too beautiful and way too smart to stay in damaging relationships with men who have divided hearts. And you ladies remember that out there.
Great message. Great, great message. So much needed.
And I'm going
right,
to get off here and continue to listen to you ladies, but I did want to send a shout out to you and tell you that I really, really enjoy your show, and I'm going to continue to listen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming through.
No problem at all.
Thank you for coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How could we find you?
I have a show, Lady Fatima, The Corner Truth, and I'm usually on every Tuesday from 9 p.m. to 10:30. I like to speak the truth. So.
Okay. Are you still
next
in the chat
Tuesday?
Room?
Say it again, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Are you still in the chat room?
I am still in the chat room. I'm going to get off the phone, but I'm still going to be listening.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, ladies. Have a blessed evening.
You too, and happy Mother's
Day. Oh, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, all the mothers out there.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All right.
Well, Ms. Poeticky, I think right now we should take a little break. Just a little small break. And then come right back.
A little slow break.
Yeah, a little small
All right.
break.
All right. Do we want to make it a little jazzy or
it could be smooth.
All right, let's do it, and then bring some old new school in here.
Tell me, let me know. Addicted to the way you move. Honey, it's anything.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, sexy people. This is your host, Strong Allen, and we were just listening to Maxwell. Are you ready for some more hotness? Caller from the 770, you on the air with Strong Allen and Miss Poetic E. Are you going to blaze the mic or heat us up with some ice?
Well, I just called to really spit some poetry. I didn't know what the topic was until I heard my dude do his one, too. How y'all doing tonight, ladies?
We're doing good.
We're doing great. Well, that's all right. Whatever you got, we graciously accept.
Yes, we will.
I'm going to see if I can, like, you know, fall in line with the topic. The topic is what, sensuality, sexuality, something like that?
It's sensuality, erotica, whichever one you want to bring.
All right, let me see if I can do something for y'all. And do you hear it? That's the melody of ground force dancing to the sounds of oohs and ahs. That's the sound of you and me fighting to turn our love into lust, and lust back into a soap-filled mattress that just brought us back to life after 2.5 hours of passionate sexual practice. No mouth-to-mouth resuscitation is needed, but trust, baby, trust. My mouth will greet every part of your body like that trumpet greeted Miles, like that trumpet greeted Bird, and like Billy sang the blues, baby, you will hold on to me like a mic and recite every single part of my spoken word. This, baby, this is grown folk music, where the sound of me pulling your hair is similar to that made by Herbie Hancock. Woman, you place your hand on my cock, and the neighbors hear the sound of Coltrane. I assert my firmness, and Phyllis Hammond's come back to life to recite for another night for a private audience of two. Just me and you. But we don't need Tony to tell us what's going to happen next, you see. You're about to have a menage a trois with me, myself, and I. Three the hard way. Like I said before, baby, this, this is grown folk music. We're both sets of lips seem to me and direct me to sex D like Teddy Pendergrass as I grab that ass and pull you in close like a black hole pulls in light. There is no escape, baby. No purple rain can doubt these flames. So tonight, woman, tonight you can be on top. You see, you're Apollonia and I'm Prince, so let's go crazy. I need you to be my Etta James, and I'll be your Johnny Guitar Watson, watching you move in bed like notes that move off a sheet paper composed by Quincy Jones. Our shadows intertwine and hum passionate love drone moans like background singers, while the aroma of our lust drips off of us like honey that slowly drips off my ring and index finger. No edits need to be made, baby, from love to afternoon sex, from sex to midnight lust. You see, this is the rough version, and sometimes, yeah, sometimes my woman likes it rough. Yeah, baby. This this is grown folk music. Peace, fam.
Woo! Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
What is your name, brother? What is your name?
My name is Eric Moore.
Eric, excellent job, my brother. You laid it down. You just laid it down. Thank you.
I thank you very much for having a platform for us, ladies. Thank you very much.
Where can we find you, Eric?
Let's see. I got a couple of CDs out. You can find me on iTunes under Eric Moore. That's ERYKMOORE. Or you can go to CDBaby.com. And I think you can find like three of my CDs there. And next month, you can find me hosting my own show on OnTheMoveRadio.com.
All right. I thought you had one on Blog Talk as well.
Well, I actually took the show from Blog Talk and I moved it to another station. So, you know, I'm on the other station now, starting at the end of this month.
All right. Will we be in the daytime or the evening time?
Yeah, the show will be from 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, starting the end of May, beginning of June.
Okay. Is that Eastern Standard Time?
Eastern Standard Time. Verbal Link to Midday 6.
Okay. All right, yes, brother, we enjoy that. Once again, we have another brother coming on the air, having me twisting my hair and fiddling with my earring.
And that could be a good thing right there, Ma. That's always a good thing, you know?
Yeah, you did your thing.
Yeah, excellent.
We definitely want to return the support to you as well. because I know you had a show here, but, you know, it's just hard, like, you know, during the daytime sometimes to make it out sometimes. But since we know you're on Eastern Standard Time, we definitely can fall through and love on you as well.
I definitely appreciate it.
Is anybody in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room right now.
Okay, can you please drop your links up in there?
No doubt.
Yeah,
thanks,
we want to link up. We already friends on Facebook, but all right, that was Mr. Eric Moore. Songwriter.
Okay. Well, everybody, I see somebody else's hand is up, and a hand look like it's mine.
All right. What you gonna do, girl?
I'm coming with a piece called Lessons in Freakdom. And this piece goes like this. I am freaky as I want to be. I guess that's why your ladies' friends are so jealous of me. I could teach them how to get down. But, of course, without us telling them how to work those lips on their face, making sure they place them where they are told. No, don't act like you are cold. Take one hand, hold it out, grasp the dick between your fingers, making sure there's enough coverage. Now slide the hand up and down fast. While they have the head all the way inside their mouth, slurp, lick, tickle, swallow, if you will. Spit if you can't take it, but don't try to fake it. If you properly did it right, you will have a prolonged night. Now some will say, what's so freaky about this? I guess you have to be the receiver of this pleasure chest. Now listen to begin. Just direct him to your clit between those lips. If properly trained, he will submit to licking up the creamsicle, which is oozing out between his lips, gyrating with each tongue thrust, giving, wanting more and more. You wiggle away and say, just mount this pussy today. Your lips are spreading, revealing again as his hand inserts. It holds first. You can't believe this is happening like this. Removing the hand to place a 9-inch dick between those lips, exciting every part of your being. Freak lesson is now done. I have to get me some. And that is my piece.
Oh, I miss you. We got to show our home for tonight. The love for that. All right, Miss John.
You know, hotness is my middle name.
You know what? One of our Larry Edwards, one of our show winners, he sent in a track for us to share with the voices and the ears of the Poetic Energy Radio Show.
Okay. Really, really nice. Really, really nice.
You think we should drop that now or later?
We can drop it now.
All right. At your command.
In my November rain, when it's cold, you keep me warm. My quiet in the storm. Oh, I found paradise like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Oh, I give my all to you.
I give my life, my love,
and all in all. Baby, so much more.
Everybody, we were just listening to Laurie Edwards. He was one of our previous winners on a Poetic Energy Radio Show contest. So, with no further more to do, are you ready for some more hotness? I think I'm going to come back with another little piece for you, just to kick it off again. And this piece is actually called Men Whore. And this piece goes like this. Men whore is one and the same. Just like us ladies, they can get scabies, scabs, and all things bad. Men whore, that is what you are. Dickin', stickin', lickin', or just plain old fucking. Everything moving around you. You're looking for that next victim, so you just keep on tricking. No caring if you go in ball. No cover, no cream, just in between the waiting legs with creamy juices sliding down next to your mouth. Do you swallow? Yes, you do. Don't complain because it's a shame. You live like this but still receive respect. Let it be a woman in this position, she'll be thrown under the bus instead of appreciated for the work she puts in. Men whore, there's a double standard. Women whores can't even stand it. You keep on crawling on all fours while ladies, you just opening up your drawers. Stop and think. This might be a mistake. This may be your last chance to get a righteous ass. Cover if you want to recover. Your self-esteem, don't be so mean. Man whore, you are for sure. And that is my piece.
Miss Stone Virus, girl. Yes, Miss Stone, I'm trying to find a feature, girl. You threw me off, but that was something.
I had to share that one because it's such a double standard out here with men getting away with things and women do the same thing, but they're crucified, and it just needed to be said.
Yeah, so that's absolutely.
That.
I feel you on that, sister.
Well, I see there's some hands just a raising and raising and raising. Miss Poetic E, is that your hand raising? I see.
I guess it is. I'll come with a little piece. It's not really erotic or anything like that. It's just kind of soft and not really, you know, really too sensual. I think it's more romantic. But I'm going to roll on through with it anyway because it's the time is winding down. So it goes a little like this. The way you love me puts a gleaming smile on my face. You make me feel so free. My heart pumps confetti of hearts floating in outer space. You've changed my whole world by touching my mind intellectually, my spirit spiritually, my body sensually, in my heart, honestly. With great security, each time you hold me in the fold of your arms, I feel the love that exudes from you and is ever so tender and warm. Every time you hold me, you illuminate my soul. You're the other half of me that makes me whole. Each time you utter the words, I love you, I am simply lifted. The way you look at me, I recognize the purity of your love. It gives me surety that our union was ordained from divine power from up above. It's your smile that captures the very essence of me when I gaze at you down the way my heart ventures to say you are a muse to me. When pain, joy, or cold causes tears to be released from the lids of my eyes, rolling over the mound of my cheeks, it's the stroke of your gentle hand that helps me understand you are a compassionate man that will do all you can to make sure that my heart is protected from the elements of despair, because the love you have for me is far beyond someone who just cares. It is priceless beyond compare. Perhaps it's even rare. The way you seize me with an intimate kiss, I am released of unnecessary worries and remain secure that our union will remain in total bliss. Your love for me is awesomely insane. I don't think you understand how it sets my heart aflame. You are sensational, spectacular, and a man that I adore. Your chase to have me was something I just couldn't ignore. The sound of your alluring voice gave me no choice but to listen to that still, small voice. With its power and authority, it said to me, release the locks to the chambers of my heart and commune with the spirit of this man that I have granted to be the protector of your heart. And sure, be violated the powers that be, then he will have to answer to the wrath in me. I am your father that giveth you away to a noble, loving, honest man, not to a wandering stray. He is the kind of man that I have conditioned to understand that as a leader of his family, he must know how to pray. After the consultation from my Almighty Father, entrancingly divine, and gate opened my eyes to capture the vision of true love as my prize. Without veil, scales, or deliberate disguise, I am totally convinced that this man is definitely God's man. He is entrusted and instructed to inspire me, divinely love me, protect me from all hurt or harm while keeping me warm. I am so glad that the Lord saw fit to make this man mine, a man packaged as unique and stamped as one of a kind. And that's my piece.
Woo! 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 Poeticky, you did your thing, my dear. You did your thing. Where's
oh,
our...
yeah.
Well, Miss Poeticky, it looks like it's about that time. You know, you got to take us home, honey. Take us home.
All right. Yes, we are so excited that all of you decided to hang out with us tonight on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. For the first half, I am the host, Poetic E, and the second half is CBG. And for the second half of the show, Miss Strong Island herself and that falls through, and she hosts the show, and I fall back and co-host. But we are certainly divinely happy that you guys showed up and came and performed very well and profoundly here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And we love you for hanging out with us every Thursday night on our open mic night. And we certainly appreciate you. We'll see you next time, the same place at the same time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. And with our second segment, the Strong Island Central Sheet segment, we certainly appreciate you for falling through. God bless you all. Good night. Have a good weekend. And to all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And all to all the singles there that's, you know, assuming the role as mother and father, happy Mother's Day to you as well. And we love you. We love you. We love you. Please do come again. And we'll see you next time, my friend. Yes, and we're going to take it out with some Patti LaBelle, If Only You Knew.